Welcome back to another edition of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor. It's totally free on audio. If you want to look at us, be idiots, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we post it every single day to YouTube members. So it's only $4.99. It's great. Great investment. A lot of content. Now Zach and Brad are doing an extra segment on Village Vice four times a week behind the paywall. And
they're not doing it 5 times a week like we do.
They can't do it 5 times a week, and they do have an excuse because their show on Friday is live.
I got you.
Which is kind of cool.
Okay.
So, and then you get Taylor Williams, who is my film guy, who does just incredible work. Y'all got to subscribe. The Kingston Mile. I'm going to sidebar and talk about this really quick. Okay. So I have a topic, but I want to talk about this one first. So Taylor is doing, he does commit and portal addition film breakdowns. Okay. He takes their film, breaks it down. He was a walk on at Auburn. Really, really good dude. He does a Kingston Miles breakdown, the running back from one of the sides of St. Louis. I can't remember if he's from the Missouri side or the Illinois side, and that blows my mind every single time.
With the Missouri side because everybody thinks that it's only in Missouri. So just go ahead and just say
it. It's kind of like Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City is in Missouri, but there is a portion of Kansas City that's in Kansas. Yeah. So same thing. But anyway, so Kingston Miles, he shows a clip of him. You know, he's going through his huddle film. We've all seen those. It's like all your best highlights. You know, they all are kind of the same. Sometimes you can be like, man, that dude's different. And Kingston has different speed. Anyway, you don't know the context about what's going on in the game. You know what I mean? All you know is big play, big run.
Yeah, exactly.
So he shows one of the big plays, and he says, remember this one. We're going to come back to it. So he went and found, like, the actual game highlights, not just the huddle highlights, like from the field level. And he's like, here's the cool thing about this play. It was 3rd and 10. It's late in the game. You're only up by 6, I think. And like, you're backed up. Like it was like a 90 plus yard touchdown run. You're backed up. And if you don't get this first down at worst, you know, you're going to have really bad field position. So he's like, think about that when it's Auburn and we're trying to make a big play and you need somebody that's going to come in clutch and move the chains. He's like, not only did he get the first down on like a wraparound draw play, he busts it for 90 yards for a touchdown.
Nice.
Stuff like that is super cool to me. So, and I've been telling everybody like that, y'all got to check that video out. Anyway, I digress. That was almost like an ad read, but it's good content. Ben, I have a hot take for you.
Oh, okay. He didn't warn me about this ahead of time, by the way.
Okay. So
this will hit me. You're hearing it first time I'm hearing it.
Do you think it's a fair statement to say that this staff doesn't super care about headlines? They just kind of do what they do, and it's all about building culture. And do you think that's accurate for the most part? Like, do you buy into that? Because that's kind of like the common thought.
I 100% buy into it
because
of, honestly, it starts top down. I just think that's kind of goalish. I don't think he's I'm going to be a politician coach. I would just want to coach football.
So here's my hot take. It's not even really a hot take. It's just more of a statement. I think Auburn's gotten how many commits in the last – since Friday, they've added 5 commitments.
So we're at 14 total, is that right? 15? How many?
Went from 9 to 14 in the last since Sunday. Okay.
Yep.
Here's my hot take. That to me proves that they don't care about headlines. And I know you're gonna be like, what? Getting a bunch of commits doesn't prove that you like headlines. My hot take is this proves that they don't care about headlines, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Ben, What would Hugh Freeze have done if he had – I don't like calling people out. It's most coaches. If you bank up commitments like that, what are they – if it's about the headline and if it's about look at me, what's the most effective way to do that?
Oh, let's just go back to Freeze, and I'll say Malzahn too, because like you said, hate to call Freeze out. I'll go ahead and say Malzahn too. You start seeing the eyeballs that come out. You start seeing the leading up to it, stuff that they know behind the scenes that the rest of us don't know yet, that they know is probably coming down. So they build it up, and I just haven't seen that with his staff.
I'll take it a step further, Ben. You don't burn all five in 3 days. You don't burn all five commitments in 3 days. You spread them out. You have this thing being a media circus for, I don't know, the next month. I mean, you can almost have a recruit pop every 4 to 5 days.
Yeah.
For a whole month with if you have seven total.
Yep.
How long could you stretch that out?
I mean, that's 2 months. That's 2 months.
And then you're just in the top, like, oh my God, Auburn got another one. Auburn got another one. Auburn got another one. Now, Ben, I mean, I hate to say it, unless Auburn adds another commit in the next, you know, 3 or 4 days, like this big wave of commits is pretty much not going to be talked about anymore. Like all the content's already been made. Like all the videos have been made. All the, you know, the national writers have talked about this tear they're on. And I guess what? Next week, if you don't have another commitment, they're not going to still be talking about your 3-day run with five commits.
Yeah, but do you think that this staff cares that they won't be talking about
it? No, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. This confirms it.
Yeah,
this confirms they don't care.
It's not about – I got to be careful when I use this word because I know they want to be relevant, but it's not about being relevant or being popular. It's about winning football games. And yes. I think that's all they care about is put a product on the field. Golish said it best, and I think that a lot of fans have taken this as coach speak or he's saying the right things. Like, he clearly knows – because he's seen what has taken place with previous staffs and how the fans have revolted. He has taken into account these fans want winning football. These fans want running football. These fans want good defensive football. These fans want to be happy on Saturday night when the day is over with. And I think that people have made fun of me because they've reached out to me. It still wouldn't shock me if the guy's still not spending nights in the facility and not going home. Yeah. Like, I'm serious when I say that because it just comes across as something different from a media member that watches this kind of thing. This is different than what I've seen in the past.
Relevancy was the right term. It's just they don't care about being relevant when it comes to anything off the field.
Right.
Everything is about – the relevancy they want is from wins and losses, from potential playing for championships.
Yes.
Winning a recruiting title or winning the recruiting media hype tour or whatever is not on their radar. And again, I've followed recruiting my whole life. I know how this thing's done. As a matter of fact, like, there's times, and I said this on my show, there's times when I have to look in the mirror and say, because I'm like, what are they doing? Because I'm comparing that to the way things are always done. Like, why? And I don't even have to go much further than go back to the portal season. Okay. Before the actual portal opened. Do you remember that? It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And I'm like, bro, why aren't y'all like dripping out some good news to head off all this bad news?
Yeah.
Like, that's common. You know, that's the way I'm looking at this through a media lens.
Yeah.
The be relevant off the field lens. And they just literally don't care. And I got to be honest, it's aggravating sometimes, but I kind of dig it.
Yeah. It's just that take care of your business. Hey, he's practicing what he preaches. Be who you say you are. Be who you say you are.
Yes.
And he's doing that. And that trickles down. That will trickle down to the players, to the staff, because he's just – honestly, Kyle, he just doesn't care. He does – what you and I are talking about, if we got on here and we just absolutely ripped Golish and staff, whether he would – it would not affect his day whatsoever.
Right.
And – I cannot say that for previous administrator. I know that previous administrations have said, that stuff doesn't bother me. I don't listen to that stuff. It's like, bro, you listen to it. You've heard it. You've heard the scuttlebutt. You've heard when you've walked through Waffle House, you've heard it. And I honestly think he does not care.
No.
Like if you went up and you said, I just don't like the way things you're doing, it wouldn't shock me if he looked right in your eye and says, I don't really care.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. And I don't.
And I dig it.
I don't hate it. I love it. Remember, he put that post out at like how long after he was here? Where it was actually not even a post. It was just in a story. And I think it was bigger than – it means more to their philosophy. And it was a message to guys like me, you know, and guys like you. It said doing things the way we've always done it is the most dangerous quote out there or something like that.
Yep.
And that is – I mean
– that's way you say that in business. Business people come in and they'll say, well, we've always done it that way. Well, that's literally why I'm here, is to change. I know that gets thrown around a lot, the change the culture thing, but you can't, especially if you're an Auburn fan, you go, well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, what's that gotten us the last 15 years?
Exactly.
So I don't know that that's necessarily the thing we need to subscribe to either. So for him to come in and not be he's not being a dick about it. He's not coming in and going, I'm going to change this and change this and change it. Harsin did. Harsin came in and changed some things, and that didn't work out well. But he's doing it in a professional way that he's – and honestly, Kyle, he's got a little advantage because he's got some players with him that have already bought into his system. They can help the transition, and some of the current players buy into this system. Plus, you got – the Codys of the world that are on staff that you know the Auburn way, but also can say, but this is the way Golish does it. This is the way the staff does it. I like what I'm seeing, and I don't care that people want headlines, and I don't care that people want to, you know, have a coach that's out there shaking hands and kissing babies and showing up at the downtown art walk with his family. I'm like, the dude wants to work. Let him work. Get out of his way. Give him the assets he needs, give him the resources he needs, and let him do his job, because he's listening to what everybody said, and everybody keeps saying, I just want to win again. And I think he's taking it to heart, and I think that he's implementing that within the program.
Totally agree. And again, I think any other coach probably that has commits stacked up, they have a timeline of events.
Mm-hmm.
They want a show. They want to build up, like you said. And maybe every 4 or 5 days you bleed one out because, again, it's momentum. It's about building. You don't – like yesterday you had 2 commits in the same day. Like that could have been 2 weeks worth of headlines.
And you and I have turned the microphone on today. They may get a commit today for all we know.
Exactly. I don't think they are, but they might.
Every time Kyle and I do a show –
I mean, there's still 3 more before the end of June, I would imagine. So there's still 3 more out of the 7 Eagles that he tweeted. So who knows when those pop.
You know what he comes across as to me? And I don't know Coach Golish personally, and I don't know a lot of his staff personally. But he comes across as that type boss or that type leader that goes, why are we waiting? Like, if it can be done now, why don't we do it now?
Like. Who cares about headlines?
And listen, that goes back to Kyle. Think about the spring when he came out and he said, "Oh, we've implemented the entire offensive playbook." And I think coaches fall into that category of going, "We'll implement part now in the spring. We'll go through some more in the summer, and then you know when fall rolls around, we'll."
Now game one, everybody's going to be expecting.
Yeah,
the offense to be on all cylinders because they all got it.
That it's that approach though of him going, why are we waiting to implement it? We got them here.
They've already been in it. Let's go. Let's get as much work.
We know who, you know, we may have some offensive line guys that make some switches, but we know who the backs are. We know who the receivers are. We know who the quarterback is. Why are we not just implementing the whole damn playbook right now?
Yeah.
And they did it.
Aiden Wiggins, I know you got. I know you want to commit on July 3rd and like have this 4th of July thing and all that. Get in now. We want you in that now. And
We want your name associated with the program. We want to be on the same page as one another.
Or your spot could go to somebody else, basically.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in. Why not wait? Or why not? Why not now? I mean, that's, and I think that he's got that mentality too. The why not now mentality. You know, if you can fix it right now, why not fix it now? Because Kyle, what did we hear in the previous administration? Give me 3 years. You ain't heard a peep out of that in this staff. They're not giving the whole give me 3 years. It's a why not now mentality. Why can we not fix it right now? And you and I discussed this in a previous pod. I'm going to go ahead and give credit where credit's due because they ain't been on the radar in the last 70 years. Credit Kurt Cignetti in Indiana for doing that because Cignetti had that mentality. Why are we waiting? Let's do it now.
Well, I agree. All right, let's talk about golf in just a second. But before we do that, let's go to buyauburn.com. Everybody go to buyauburn.com today. Support Auburn businesses. If you're a business, you can list your business. I said business a bunch of times there really, really quick. Yeah. You can list your store, service, whatever, at buyauburn.com for less than $1 a day. And then, hey, listeners, if you're going to do business or you're going to shop, go to buyauburn.com to start. It's that simple. Let's connect owners with fans. Let's do it. Fans and alumni. It's buyauburn.com. And then, hey, aushirts.com. Ben, I got something I want to show you. First off, if you want stuff from the show, like we do the funny quotes and stuff like that, we put it on T-shirts and hats. A lot of fun stuff in there. Put them on some coffee mugs. Really good stuff. Everybody's been asking for this one. Do you think we can get through without getting sued for this?
Yes. But I was going to say yes, no matter whatever you put up there. I don't know. I would think so. I think that it would. I'd be one of the first in line to buy that shirt. I'm just going to tell you
that. So it's Nate Oates is a scumbag, but I took the A's out in Nate and Oates. So. Yes,
but not in scumbag. Left the A in there.
Should I take out all the A's?
Take out all the A's. That way you're just taking out Alabama. Take out all the A's.
I like it.
We will know what you're talking about if you take out all the A's.
Yeah, I may do that.
And then Anyway. Here's my challenge to the listeners, because you've already done this one time in one of your lives. Come up with a design for the Afternoon Delight t-shirt.
I like that idea.
Yeah. You guys come up with a design. We'll rep it right here on the show.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Let's talk golf. Auburn takes on, when you're listening to this, they're about to tee off, basically. I think.
By the way, phenomenal job on that read that you did on the by Auburn. Phenomenal job.
It was good. I said business 42 times. I said the word business way too many times. So dumb.
I love
Auburn takes on UCLA today. Mm-hmm. Not yesterday. I was just looking ahead is what I was doing.
You're reading the future.
As they absolutely dominated Stanford and then dominated Oklahoma State, which that's a little misleading because.
It's not misleading to me because as I argued with somebody, they basically led the entire time.
They did. I mean, even when.
And by a hole or by a stroke, by one up or, you know. Two up. I think at one point in time, Jackson was three up after the first five holes.
Yeah, three up through four.
And so, but the rest of them, you know, I think there was really only a couple of guys that kind of had to come from behind to win. So basically, Auburn led in three of the matches the entire time.
Yeah, Gilly, Logan, and Caden led the wire to wire pretty much. Well, I guess technically Jackson did, but his didn't all the way finish.
Behind. I think they were all square at one point, but he never fell behind.
Yeah.
And so, he didn't do his best stuff.
He didn't.
He three-putted three times.
Yeah, he didn't. And they were saying, or were they saying he was possibly sick again or something like that?
Yes, they said he's still ailing. I was like, when are we going to get that kid some vitamins and Gatorade?
Exactly. Like, but anyway, they're playing – they're taking on UCLA. The first tee shot goes off at 4:25.
Yeah.
TV coverage starts at 5.
Okay.
So on the Golf Channel, and I've seen people, if you got YouTube TV or Hulu Live or something like that, it's pretty easy to find. So, yeah, that'll be fun. UCLA is tricky because you can look at this both ways. Their last round in the stroke play, they shot 9 over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or no, it was round.
It was round 3. Round 4, they came from behind to just make the playoffs and get into the cut.
But they dropped on the last round too. Anyway, regardless, there was one round Auburn shot 20 under and UCLA shot 9 over.
Yeah.
In one of the rounds. So like they're 30th in the country. They limped in to match play through a playoff. And then here's the kicker though. It don't matter.
Nope.
Right now, because they have absolutely dominated both of their first two rounds too. And one of them was Texas, who's like the number, what, 2 or 3 team in the country?
3, I believe.
3, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not going to come in thinking anything about the stroke play. They're going to come in trying to knock off the number one team in the country.
No, and that's why you got Stout against Coivin yesterday. That's another thing that a lot of people don't realize that Coivin deals with is they want to take down the number one amateur in the world.
Yeah, like they all.
Yes. It's like they're itching to do that. And all it takes, especially in match play, is Kyle getting a couple of holes to go your way, and you can do that. I mean, Kyle and I are golfers. We play golf. I've told him I love match play because there are a lot of guys we play with that are better than me, but all I got to do is be better than them on 3 or 4 holes, and next thing you know, I'm the one that's winning at the end, not the guy that's got a way better handicap than me. So,
yeah, because total strokes don't matter. It's just hole by hole.
No, as a matter of fact, as one of the holes was won yesterday with a bogey on one of the matches because – even the commentators made a comment. They said, yeah, so-and-so just took the last hole. We won't talk about the score that got them there. But that's all it takes is just because I think both of them hit it in the trash and had to take a drop. And so one doubled and one bogeyed. So it's a brand new game, every hole. So all you got to do is get through it, and momentum plays a key factor. I'll say this. With a 3-putt shot, Jackson was just absolutely – I don't know if they sped the greens up or what. He was blowing putts by the hole. And when they mentioned that he was sick, my old roommate texted me. He goes, what is the deal, man? He is just blowing everything by the hole. I said, he's probably jacked up on drugs right now because apparently he's sick. So I said, he probably has 0 feels on the green right now whatsoever. Because he also was hitting his 3-wood further. They said yesterday hitting his 3-wood further than he's ever hit it before. So he had a little something in his system. So I hope he's okay today. I hope he's honestly. I do hope he's not really under the weather a whole lot. We need him. But the other guys, how about these young guys? How about the future for Nick Kleiner? Is you got a couple of freshmen and a sophomore that are out there doing damage, man?
Yeah, yeah. Logan and Jake have both played really, really well.
Yeah,
and then obviously Caden Pope has not had the greatest national championship. Like stroke play, but yesterday he dominated his guy. I said he got poked on. I said that guy got poked on.
Yeah, poked on. And then somebody shared on Twitter, I'll be dressed in a Pope outfit, and I thought that was very fitting.
That is good. That is good. So y'all enjoy it, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully, we're talking about winning a national championship for the second time in 3 years tomorrow, which will be awesome.
Even though I'm not a member out there. To see these guys, you see them at the AU club walking around all the time. And I mean, these are the guys that you even, you know, Kyle and I have been notorious for grabbing a late 9 and they may be out there practicing and you get to play with one of them. And these guys are playing for a national title and you get to see them in town all the time. Not to mention
the golf team is probably the most approachable.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Of any sports team. And they're great.
And that goes for both men and women. Trust me. Kyle got his butt whipped by one of the girls on the
And I careered it, too. She still beat me by 3 or 4 shots.
But I don't think people realize – I said this on my show this morning, Kyle, and I mentioned it yesterday. 2-time Haskins Award winner, 2-time Hogan Award winner. That has never been done at the collegiate level. Jackson Coivin is in a class all by himself. And I don't know that Auburn fans understand that the trophy can't or the statue can't get built fast enough outside for Jackson Coivin.
I don't know where we put it, but we got to put it somewhere.
We'll find a place. We got to find
put it out in front of the golf facility. Nobody will ever see it. Or put it out in front of AU Club, right by the big tree.
Yes. Yep.
Jackson Coivin.
Yep. I love
guys, it. We're going to get out of here. Y'all enjoy the match play championship tonight, and hopefully we're holding a title trophy this evening. Take care. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.